So let's review. Ribavo, Ovet Sudas to Lekula Rabban. Today's daf begins with an exchange that took place at a Suda that Ribavo made in celebration of Reb Zeira's recuperation from a serious illness. At the beginning of the meal, Ribavo offered Reb Zeira the honor of making the Hamaitzi for everyone. But Reb Zeira refused because he held, like Rabbi Yochanan, who taught that Bal HaBayis Baitzeya, the host breaks the bread, meaning it is proper for the host, rather than the guest, to be the one to make the Hamaitzi for everyone. At the end of the Suda, Ribavo once again tried to honor Reb Zeira and asked him to lead the Zeman. However, Reb Zeira once again refused this honor, claiming that it was proper for Bavo, who recited the Hamaitzi, to lead the benching as well, because Rav Huna held that Baitzeya Mavarch, the one who breaks the bread and recites the Hamaitzi, should say Birchas HaMazon as well. However, Reb Avo held like Reb Yechanan Mishun, Reb Shimon ben Yoichi, who said that Bal HaBayis Baitzeya V'Oyrich Mavarch, the host should recite the Hamaitzi for everyone, and the guest should lead the Zimun. The Gemara explains the reason for this ruling as follows. It is proper for the host to recite the Hamaitzi and give out the bread, so that, as the host, he can serve generous-sized pieces of bread to his guests, whereas it would be improper for a guest to dole out large portions of the host's food. On the other hand, it is proper for the guest to lead the Zimun, so that he should have the opportunity to bless his host with a special bracha that is recited by the one who leads the Zimun. What blessing does a guest give his host? He says, this bracha is printed in many siddurim and is still recited by many today. The Gemara then asks, Ad heichen birchas haziman? Until where does the Zeman bracha extend? As Rashi explains, the Gemara means to ask, where does Zeman end and where does the standard birchas hamazon begin for an individual who benches alone without a Zeman? Rav Nachman Oma Ad Nevarach, which means that Zeman ends before the first bracha, and an individual begins his birchas hamazon from the beginning of the first bracha, which is Hazan Sa'ilam Kulay, as we do today. Whereas Rav Sheshe says, Ad Hazan. Zimun extends until the end of the first bracha, Hazan Sa'il, and an individual who benches alone begins his birchas hamazon from the second bracha of Neidlcha. The Gemara then digresses into a discussion as to whether the fourth bracha of birchas hamazon, Hatayva Hametiv, is min HaTayr, as are the first three brachas, or is it only Midrabban, a rabbinic enactment? The Gemara cites several proofs that Hatayva Hametiv is only Midrabban, because we find that Poyle Maiker Maisa, that it was omitted in certain situations, such as by laborers, and also switched at times, as Rabbi Kiva would switch this bracha with Baruch Dayna Emes in the house of an Abel. Now, if Hatayva Hametiv were Minatayra, that would never be permitted. From its format, since it begins with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, this indicates that it is not connected to the previous brachas, which are Minatayra. The Gemara explains. The general format of brachas is as follows. Most brachas begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and end with Baruch Atah Hashem, chutz mi birchas haperis or birchas haMitzvos, with the exception of the brachas we say before eating and before mitzvahs. These are short brachas consisting of only one concept, Haidah. Therefore, Pesach ben Baruch ve'ein chayisim ben. We begin with the Baruch, but we did not conclude with Baruch. And also, Baruch Asmuch Lechaverta, a bracha which follows immediately after another bracha, in which case chayisim behen bebarach v'ein paisech behen bebarach. We conclude with barach, but we do not begin with barach. When there is a string of long brachas, such as birchas hamazon and birchas kriyishma, only the first bracha of the series begins with barach ato Hashem, and there is no need for the following brachas of the series to begin with barach ato Hashem. The fact that Atev HaMetiv begins with Baruch Atah Hashem indicates that it is not part of the original series of brachas that make up the biblical Birchas HaMazon. Rather, it is apparent that the bracha Atev HaMetiv is an independent bracha instituted later on by the Rabban. The Gemara then returns to its original subject of Birchas HaMazon and asks, Laheichen hu chayzer? We learned earlier that according to Rav Sheshes, one who benches individually starts Birchas HaMazon from the second bracha of Neidlcha. We also learned in yesterday's daf that if one is eating in a group of three and his friends wish to bench, he must interrupt his meal and listen to the Zeman, and he may resume his meal only after the leader finishes saying the first bracha of Hazan Zakel. Therefore, the Gemara now inquires, Laheichen hu chayzer? According to Rav Sheshes, where does this individual who already participated in Zeman begin Birchas HaMazon upon completing his meal, since it would seem that he was already yotze the first bracha? Rav Zvid Mishmei Da'Abaye Yomar, Chayz L'Rosh. Abaye says that since he participated early in Zeman, he is no longer considered an individual, but part of a Zeman. However, since he later continued to eat, he cannot be yotze with their brachas. He must therefore start Birchas HaMazon from the bracha of Hazan Sakel. The Rabban say L'mokim Shapasak. He starts from where the Zimun left off, which is from Neilcha, and the Gemara concludes, the Hilchasa Lamalkim Shepasak. The Gemara continues, Omli Resh Galusal Rav Sheshes, Parsoi Betzarchi Suda Biki Menaychu. The Resh Galusa praised the dinner manners of the Persians pertaining to the order in which they would seat their guests, who were of different levels of prominence, and the order in which their guests would wash their hands, and he argued that the Persians seemed to have more expertise in this area than the rabbis. Omri Rav Sheshes, Ano Masniti Adana. Rav Sheshes is bothered by each of those practices. In the end, he says, I rely on the Braisa that teaches the proper protocol for seating guests, which supports the conduct of the rabbis rather than the Persians. At the end of that Braisa, we are taught that the protocol for the order of washing hands is as follows. Maim harishayinim maschilim in agodl. When washing for bread at the beginning of the meal, the most prominent one washes first, and his meal is served immediately, so that he does not have to wait for everyone else. Maim achrayinim bizman shehim hei maschilim in agodl. And with respect to Mayim Achrayinim, it depends. When there are five people or less, then the most prominent person washes first before the other four people. However, when there are more than five people present at the meal, rather than have the most prominent one wash first and then have to wait around for all the others to wash, the others wash first until only five are left. Then the most prominent person washes to be followed by the last four people. The Braisa then adds, Ulamokim Shemayim Achrayinim Chayzrin L'shom Barucha Chayzeres. That the one who washes fifth from the last, the most prominent person, should also be the one who is given the honor of leading the Zimun, as Rav said. The one who is honored with washing my machrena first is the one who should bench. Or in other words, the person we want to honor with benching is asked to wash first.